Applied Insights. Insights from the Christmas Conundrum, a management puzzle of luxury, failure, and resilience. CMA, Dr. Dipur Bhattacharya. Management consultant and AI strategist. Guest faculty, ISWM, Kolkata. Abstract. This article presents an integrated management puzzle grounded in a real-world narrative of the Christmas Gala event at a fictional Crescent Palace Club, CPC, one of Bengaluru's most prestigious hospitality institutions. Through a cascading series of operational, financial, and stakeholder crises, the case illustrates how fragmented decision-making, weak governance structures, fragile supply chains, and inadequate digital readiness can threaten even the most iconic luxury events. The article analyzes each crisis, presents managerial evaluations, reveals hidden clues, and concludes with a comprehensive cross-functional framework of actionable insights for hospitality industry personnel operating in complex, premium service environments. In the upscale Greenwood district of Bengaluru, the Crescent Palace Club, CPC, had always symbolized more than marble halls, manicured lawns, or its heritage of long 62 years. It represented a social sanctuary for more than 11,000 distinguished members, many of whom considered the annual Christmas Gala the emotional highlight of their year. The current edition carried even higher expectations, backed by a budget of 1 Indian rupee and 20 cents crores and the promise of a European winter wonderland theme. Yet what unfolded over last 48 turbulent hours before the event would test the club's managerial spine, revealing structural fragilities and offering rich material in examining cross-functional coordination, financial governance, and experiential luxury design. The first fracture, vendor risk and financial strain. The gala was scheduled for December 24. General Manager Ananya Rao felt confident as she stepped into the ballroom that morning. A soft drizzle outside only amplified the illusion of winter. White drapes floated elegantly. The choir's rehearsal hummed in the background. Everything appeared perfect until perfection began to fracture. The first blow landed at 9:12 a.m. when Lumiere Events, the decor vendor, sent an urgent message. Their imported icicle lights and pine centerpieces pivotal to the theme were stuck at customs. They demanded an additional 6.5 Indian rupees locks for expedited release and specialized transport. The news pierced Ananya's calm. Finance head Raj Mehta arrived a moment later, visibly distressed. The club was already projecting a 9 lakhs overspend because of earlier fluctuations in marketing and F&B. He insisted firmly that they could not approve a rupee more. Yet Ananya knew that without those imported props, the European theme would dissolve into mediocrity. Cross-functional financial governance. Her decision would not only define the night but expose the core managerial dilemma: how much is aesthetic authenticity worth when juxtaposed against escalating financial risk? The hidden organizational clue lay in the contract itself. There were no penalty or delivery risk clauses. The vendor had no incentive to absorb the cost of their own delay. In facing this crisis, the eventual resolution Ananya adopted became a valuable case insight. She negotiated assertively rather than yielding or switching vendors overnight. By leveraging past performance reviews, she demonstrated vendor accountability lapses and negotiated the extra charge down by nearly 40%. Simultaneously, she authorized her design assistant to incorporate locally sourced elements as backup fillers in case customs clearance suffered further delays. This dual strategy integrated risk hedging with cost rationality. Inventory lapses and digital governance failures. Even before the relief from that crisis settled, another fault line appeared in the wine inventory. Bar manager Mitesh reported that the expected 220 bottles of premium imported wine had shrunk to 160 upon delivery. For a premium event charging 5,500 Indian rupees to members and 7,500 Indian rupees to guests, running out of wine would be an unforgivable blow. Each bottle carried a contribution margin of 1,600 Indian rupees, and the shortfall implied a loss of 96,000 Indian rupees even before secondary effects on member dissatisfaction were considered. Vendor coordinator Riya insisted she placed the correct order. The vendor claimed they dispatched what was agreed. The truth emerged from a tiny log entry in the inventory system. The order modification had been made at 2 a.m. by a junior staff member listed as admin to someone who should never have had the access credentials. A small digital governance lapse had evolved into a financial and experiential threat. Strengthening digital controls and access discipline. This crisis demonstrates how human error in digital systems demands not anger, but structural correction. Sid, the operations head, quickly had to decide whether to procure replacement bottles at a 20% markup. The additional cost for 60 bottles would reach 86,400 Indian rupees. The alternative was reputational damage during a peak luxury event. Ananya approved the emergency purchase but paired it with a managerial initiative, an immediate internal audit of user permissions and the introduction of a two-step approval workflow. Thus, the crisis resolution transcended firefighting, it restored order to a vulnerable digital system. Supply chain vulnerabilities and operational fragility. Logistics failures followed next, testing the supply chain's endurance. Karen, the logistics head, arrived with news that 180 mini pastries had melted due to a cold storage malfunction. The replacement supply would cost 150 Indian rupees each rather than the original 110 Indian rupees, pushing the incremental loss to 7,200 Indian rupees. While small in isolation, the pattern signified deeper fragility, single vendor dependence, inadequate cold chain monitoring, and contracts without penalty clauses. The solution Ananya implemented would later become a hallmark case teaching in supply chain risk mitigation. She diversified dessert sourcing between two vendors by evening, required temperature logging devices on all new cold chain vehicles and informed the vendor that future contracts would contain strict performance penalties. In the short term, the replacement pastries arrived on time, but in the long term, CPC institutionalized more resilient procurement. Sponsorship conflicts and brand integrity. Tension reached a peak with the branding conflict involving Blue Peak Realty, a major sponsor contributing 12 Indian rupees lakhs. They arrived with six massive LED boards far larger than contractually permitted and insisted they be placed at the ballroom entrance. Marketing manager Devina argued that this would destroy the curated European theme and cheapen the visual ambience. Yet rejecting the demand risked losing one-third of the sponsorship pool. This clash between brand purity and financial dependence is a classic management dilemma. Should a premium hospitality organization sacrifice aesthetic integrity for short-term funding? The hidden clue here was again contractual vagueness. Although board placement was mentioned, size and positioning were not precisely defined. Ananya mediated with skill. She retained the entrance as a decor-only zone but offered Blue Peak Prime digital visibility on the club's app, event microsite, and live projection screens. This protected physical aesthetics while enhancing sponsor exposure through modern channels. An integrated solution aligned with ESG norms, emphasizing visual sustainability and reduced material waste. VIP management and experience recovery. Even as this negotiation concluded, the biggest socially sensitive crisis emerged. Table A1, the coveted VIP table, had been triple booked. Three powerful families, the Oberoyas, Prasads, and Murthys, each held valid confirmation screenshots. The reservation module had been migrated by the IT team a week earlier without stress testing, causing overlapping entries. The risk of political backlash, donor dissatisfaction, and status-driven offense hung palpably in the air. Here, Ananya displayed one of the most critical luxury management competencies, empathetic conflict resolution. Instead of declaring one family the rightful holder, she transformed the crisis into an experience recovery opportunity. She created a new private seating enclave adjoining the main stage, designed in under 30 minutes with the help of the decor team. All three families were personally welcomed into the VIP enclosure, provided complimentary vintage wine, and assigned exclusive butler service. Rather than feeling cheated, they felt elevated. This solution demonstrated that in hospitality, status is not only protected through rules but through thoughtful perception management. Operational stress points and quick pivot solutions. A cluster of operational issues erupted closer to showtime. The digital marketing team confronted scrutiny over a 1 Indian rupee and 20 cents locks overspend, caused by competitive bidding surges on Meta and Google Ads. While the overspend produced an acceptable ROI of around 80%, the lack of spend ceilings indicated poor governance. Ananya used this incident to introduce automated spend alerts and daily bid caps, ensuring future events retained financial discipline. The Santa performer collapsed from dehydration 15 minutes before the children's parade. Instead of delaying the show and risking disappointment, two young staff members from the recreation team alternated wearing the costume, ensuring Santa's energy stayed high and authenticity remained preserved. This small episode highlighted the importance of succession planning even for seemingly trivial roles. In hospitality, no responsibility is too small to require backup. Technology readiness and redundancy planning. The final operational shock came when the QR entry system crashed under load, pushing average queue times to 14 minutes, three times the acceptable standard. With each 5-minute delay lowering satisfaction by an estimated 0.3 points, the cumulative impact neared a full point drop. This technological failure underscored the absence of load testing and hardware redundancy. Ananya's team swiftly shifted to manual verification lanes, supported by ushers trained in crowd management. The transition restored smooth flow in 10 minutes. Later, CPC introduced pre-event simulations for at least 1,500 concurrent scans, permanently mending the gap. Pattern recognition, what the crises revealed. When all the crises were finally stabilized, a deeper reflection became necessary. The patterns emerging from these failures held more value than the resolutions themselves. The absence of a formal contingency buffer for a CROR Plus event, the lack of structured cross-department communication, over-reliance on single vendors, poor digital access controls, and inadequate technology readiness all contributed to the chaos. Even more importantly, ESG considerations had been absent. Vendor sustainability scores, ethical cold chain practices, and environmental impact had never been evaluated. Ironically, the crises became catalysts for a broader governance reform that integrated ESG considerations into procurement and event execution. Integrating financial discipline with creative adaptation. In management literature, crisis reflection is as valuable as crisis mitigation. Therefore, the issues at CPC were later analyzed not as isolated failures but as interconnected lessons. One key insight was that financial discipline becomes meaningful only when paired with adaptive creativity. For example, negotiating down the decor cost while simultaneously preparing local alternatives reflected a hybrid strategy that respected budgets while protecting member experience. Similarly, accepting a short-term financial hit for emergency wine procurement safeguarded long-term member loyalty, which in luxury clubs carries far greater lifetime value. Another managerial insight concerned the importance of transparent communication. Throughout the event, Ananya made a point to update her team, sponsors, and even guests with honest yet reassuring messages. This human-centric approach is a core element of modern luxury management, where emotional comfort is as important as operational precision. The case lens: managerial lessons across domains. The case also provides fertile ground for academic discussion. Budget decisions under pressure require more than arithmetic, they involve understanding which expenses are symbolic of the brand promise. Supply chain resilience demands diversified sourcing but also ethical vendor screening aligned with ESG norms. Branding and sponsorship negotiations should focus on creating hybrid models where digital visibility reduces physical clutter. VIP conflict resolution requires both diplomacy and experience design, demonstrating that hospitality leadership is fundamentally an exercise in situational psychology. Digital marketing overspend must be governed not by micromanagement but by intelligent automation and forecast modeling. And technology integration cannot rely on vendor assurances alone, it must undergo rigorous stress testing to mirror real-world conditions. Each crisis, therefore, offered not only a resolution but also a managerial revelation, turning CPC's chaotic Christmas into a masterclass on luxury operations. Institutional reforms and long-term capability building. In the months following the gala, CPC implemented a new institutional framework. Contracts were rewritten with delivery penalties and sustainability scoring. Staff underwent a digital access audit and retraining. Vendor diversification became mandatory. A 15% contingency rule was formalized. Technology systems adopted redundancy architecture. Sponsorship structures shifted toward digital inclusion rather than physical prominence. ESG parameters influenced vendor decisions, waste management, and energy use during events. Most importantly, event teams adopted scenario-based crisis rehearsals to ensure cross-functional fluency. Conclusion: the ultimate actionable insight. The Christmas Conundrum at Crescent Palace Club, CPC, thus stands not merely as a narrative of what went wrong, but as a crafted blueprint for what leaders can do right. It illustrates that luxury hospitality is not the art of perfection but the craft of recovering gracefully from imperfection. It shows that operational robustness grows when failures are treated as data points, not embarrassments. And it reinforces that, in the end, signature experiences depend not only on chandeliers and imported decor but on disciplined systems, emotionally intelligent leadership, and ethically grounded supply chains. That is the ultimate actionable insight. Luxury thrives where management learns. Ultimately, the gala event became a mirror for leadership maturity. In premium service environments, experience is the sum of hundreds of micro decisions, many of which unfold in real time under pressure. The case reinforces that luxury is not an outcome, it is an operating system, one that demands foresight, multidisciplinary alignment, empathy, and data-driven rigor.